just my luck, really. Yep. Someone above was pissing down the back of my neck again. When I first got myself into this whole mess, I was hoping for someone easy, simple, but nah, not a mook like me. I don't know why I was surprised. I got Tarkus, the most well-loved dame in all of Gone Wild Audio. Typical of I didn't get to where I am now by backing down from a challenge. There ain't no gin too strong and no woman too sexually intimidating. But then, I wasn't dealing with any old broad, was I? Naturally, I had to case the girl. You know, detective work. If a booze-addled mind could still pull that off. Sleuthing. That's what I used to do before I got involved with this whole audio porn stuff. Jeez. Better times. Little did I know the nest of vipers I was getting into there. Head first in all things, my old man used to say. Ain't that the truth? So she likes a DDLG. No surprise there, half the dames that call this place home are into that. An avenue to consider, sure. But I wasn't quite done down this rabbit hole. No, sir. There were depths to explore here. I just didn't know how deep or dark. Fair play, too. Not my brand of whiskey, but something to try, I guess. Call that a last resort. I realized I'd forgotten about the telegram HQ had sent me over to fill me in. I gave the old once-over, and my heart sank like a cement-shoed snitch. This dame was into everything, apart from unmentionables regarding water. Where to even begin with this girl? My eyes went wide as saucepans when I realized my almost laughable predicament. I was in deep, and there wasn't a shoreline in sight. So I sat in my old office, the musty brown decor matching the grim nature of my soul and the dark, dry state of my mind. I was losing my mind. The walls were closing in. I had to think of something faster. I'd been running out of town quicker than a guy who fails to differentiate between rape as a roleplay and actual rape. I had to think. I had to drink. But I was starting to worry there wasn't enough gin in the known universe to clear up this fog. Then it came to me, like the angel Gabriel himself shining his light down on me, giving me the old 1-2 to the face. It was obvious, so obvious I'd been a fool. The girl loved her daddy, sure, but her real pleasure, the pot of gold at the end of a very dark and perverted rainbow, was right there. I had to put something in my ass. I jumped up from my desk, tossing cigarette butts and random papers every which way. I had to move fast. Time was wasting. I was already on a 7-day deadline, and them days weren't getting any longer. I knew what I had to do. I threw the last of my drink down my throat and grabbed my hat and coat from the stand. I had to find something to fuck myself with, and something to make it go down like a fine wine, otherwise I'd be fucked in a much more metaphorical sense. Time wasn't on my side, but maybe the angels were.